Proverbs 18:22 says, "Whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord." I think it goes without saying that the Lord has a certain type of wife in mind when saying that finding one is a good thing. And when a man finds a saved, God-fearing, faithful, loving wife, he certainly has found a good thing. I found such a wife and was married on November 19, 2005, to Jenny. It was one of the best choices I ever made in my life, second only to the day I got saved. And while I'm no Nabal, at least most of the time, I try not to be, I think of Jenny as my Abigail, who is described in 1 Samuel 25:3, saying she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance. When my wife smiles, she just lights up the room. And I've always appreciated her wisdom and advice. And her presence in my life is truly the favor of the Lord. Now, I'm asked by singles from time to time what advice I have for finding a spouse. They see I'm happy and think I might be some kind of expert. I'm not, but I start by asking if they are a saved, committed disciple of Christ. Because if not, no advice will really be all that helpful. As a matter of fact, you'll probably just ruin the life of the other person if you marry them while you're in a carnal spiritual condition. But once you are committed to Christ and have taken time to mature in your walk with the Lord in prayer, in His Word, and in obedience to His guiding Spirit in your life, then you can begin to pray and watch for that one that God will bring into your life. It's only natural to have a personal attraction toward the opposite sex, by the way. But that attractiveness is only skin deep, and some of us have found that the most beautiful people on the outside can turn out to be very unattractive when what is on the inside comes out for all to see. Now, God has told us what He wants for us to find in a spouse. It's in His Word. And as you pray for God to help you find and choose your life partner, you know He's not going to contradict what He's already said in His Word. And in 2 Corinthians 6:14, He plainly says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." And not only does that mean you should never become involved with an unbeliever, but that means we should be careful even when that person claims to be a believer. That scripture doesn't say, marry a professing Christian. Why? Because you can profess but not possess. A person can say, "I'm a Christian," but not really be born again. But that's why God says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." You have to have a sense of discernment and be fully persuaded that their profession is as genuine as yours ought to be. A Christian is to be a disciple. Not in order to be saved, but because you are saved, you become a disciple of Jesus Christ. That's why in Acts 11:26, it speaks of believers who were disciples in Antioch. It says that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. It wasn't just people who claimed to be saved that were called Christians. They were disciples. And once you know that the other person is a truly saved disciple of Jesus Christ, then you both make a commitment to be faithful to one another and to Jesus Christ for life. Divorce isn't even in your vocabulary. You learn to live together and to put up with one another while making an effort to be a better husband or wife for the rest of your life. It's a constant work in progress. Those are the principles that I followed when I married my wife in 2005, and I couldn't be happier. But while it takes two to make a good marriage, it only takes one to ruin it. Don't be the one that ruins your marriage, and pray that your spouse retains that same attitude. If both of you remain faithful and put forth the effort to make the other happy, then with Christ in the center, you have the ingredients for a wonderful married life together. And I am one happy man, and I want to close by saying, happy anniversary, Jenny. The love of my life and the favor of God upon my life. I love you very much. And someone else wanted to say happy anniversary to us from Camden.